You're listening to the Positive Finpack Podcast.
My name is Aiden. I'm a public speaker, a business consultant, a corporate trainer, and a professional improviser.
And I'm Marjorie.
And we've been friends for 14 years. This podcast is an experiment.
Where we talk about me trying every diet program under the sun and the moon and who knows where else.
We know that some of you may have been missing us because it's been a little while, so I thought I'd give Marjorie a call to find out how she's doing. You see, she's been under the weather, and sometimes you just got to check on a friend.
I'm alive. I'm losing weight.
Yeah, but you're not losing weight because you're doing the thing that you're supposed to be doing. You're doing the thing that you're doing because you're sick.
I am sick. And I'm eating a lot of soup and ramen. And because everything else tastes like really bad. I feel like my whole world is my nose right now. And phlegm. Oh, did you hear that sad little voice?
Yeah, was that Ladybug?
Yes. That poor sad voice that hasn't had a car ride in 2 days.
I mean,
she's so sad.
Are you still able to like take her out and stuff? Obviously you must.
Well, I have a yard now.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been a godsend. I don't know what would happen if I didn't have the yard right now because I don't know. I'm not able to go outside for very long. It's been too cold.
Well, that's because being sick sucks. And
being sick sucks so hard. And this has been going on for like a week and a half. This started like in Tuesday. It'll be 2 weeks.
And you're still thinking of giving something up for Lent?
Well, I really haven't eaten much. So, I don't know. I was thinking about giving up sweets.
All right. Well, that seems easy since you're already not eating them.
I'm not eating them. I mean, other than cough drops. I've eaten some cough drops.
There's sugar in those.
I know, but they're not pleasant.
Well, as long as they're not pleasant, then you must be making
I feel like happy. It shouldn't count if it's not pleasant. And I have to be honest, the cough drops are not pleasant.
That's fair. Only
yeah.
They must be pleasant in some way. Do they help relieve your cough?
I don't know.
Well,
and I have like the worst headache from coughing. And I think coughing should count as cardio.
Yeah, I would get behind that. I think it is cardio and also core strengthening work.
But since this has all begun, I've lost, I kid you not, 12 pounds.
It's hard. I mean, but when you feel better and start eating again, that'll all come back, won't it? Although, to be fair, my dad's always like super psyched after he's been sick. He's like, I took off 5 pounds. I took off 10 pounds. I'm like, that shouldn't even count.
Probably not all of it'll come back. I mean, if I work it, you know, if I go into eating healthy, if I go into eating crap, then yeah, it will all come back. Probably, and then some, but
like Whole30.
Yeah, but if I consciously, you know, try to curb my eating and don't eat fast food and stuff. I don't know. I have to be honest. Things are textures now. Soup is really about all I can stomach.
Soup is great. That's all you should be having anyway. Just chicken, yeah. Chicken soup, not just for the soul, but for your cold.
Yeah.
Only you had a fever. This seems like it's more than a cold.
Well, I had a fever, but just like a day and a half of the 2 weeks.
Did they test you for flu?
Yes, and I do not have flu. And she was kind of surprised. And she looked in my throat because she thought it was going to be strep, and it's not strep. Because, I mean, there's like
no way. Totally COVID-19. It's totally COVID-19. You've got
this. Which, do you know? You know that's a cold, right?
Yeah, I do. It's a really serious cold. I mean, it has pneumonia-like symptoms.
Well, but they said for most people, it's basically a cold.
Yeah, but did they test you for it? Probably not, because nobody was talking about it yet.
No, they were. They asked me if I had been around anybody that had traveled, or if I had traveled, and I said no to both, because, you know, unless it came from on high, I don't know how I would be exposed to it.
Well,
because I have not gone to any of the affected countries, nor have I been on a plane, nor have I been near anyone who's been on a plane that I know of. So,
well, I'm told that the best way to prevent getting really sick, and maybe it's helps speed recovery too, is to get a decent amount of selenium in your system, which you can get from eating 2 Brazil nuts a day. I told that to Eric and he was like, sounds like big Brazil nuts trying to move some product. Well, I don't.
Fun fact, when I laugh, I cough.
Yeah, I shouldn't make you laugh, which will be really boring for our audience. So we're not going to play an improv game. I think you should just go get some rest.
The good news is I'm alive.
I'm really happy you're alive. And I think our listeners.
The better news is I'm losing weight.
I think the better news is that you're alive. Let's just have some real priorities show up in this moment, all right?
Yeah. She said she thought it was viral, that it was not pneumonia because my lungs are clear.
Viral, like a coronavirus?
I don't know. I honestly, I like I say, unless, you know, someone at doggy day camp had it. You never know about those dogs.
Pick up anything from day camp.
Right. Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. And tomorrow is ladies' big day.
And oh, that's right. She's going to be modeling in a fashion show.
That's right.
Oh, ladybug.
I know. And so I've got to take her in the morning to the groomer, and I've got to take her to that. And I already canceled my afternoon tomorrow because I'm wiped. Like,
are you going to wear one of those SARS masks to prevent spreading whatever you got?
Well, maybe if I give it away, then I'll not have it anymore. Isn't that how it works?
That's not my understanding of how virus infection and spread works. Like, I'm pretty sure it's not like a sentient being that's just looking for a fresh host. But, you know, I could be wrong.
I don't know. I feel like the phlegm monster is within me.
Gross. And on that note, I'm definitely ending this episode.
Sorry.
No, apparently I'm ending it on that note.
I always have to get the last word, don't I?
Anyway, go forth, be healthy. Congratulations on your 12 pound loss.
Thank you.
And you too, listeners. Thanks for worrying about our friend Mark. We'll be back with a fresh episode when she's feeling better.
Yes. When I have vanquished this not monster.
And in the meantime, feel free to message us favorite folk remedies for feeling icky. We will.
Oh, that would take be so them. Welcome. I probably at this point would be willing to do them.
Well, in the meantime, enjoy your cough drops and feel better.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye, Marjorie.
Bye.